Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Dav Ches, Zvachim 8b, pagination is 16. We'll start from the fifth line at the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. In the beginning of the Masechta, we encountered the concept that a korban could be brought shelo lishma and still be kosher on some level, that we continue to bring the korban, but it will not fulfill the owner's obligation, and he'll still have to bring another korban. That concept, that it was still kosher, was stated as chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatos, except for the korban pesach, where it becomes totally invalid if it was brought for the wrong purpose, ha-pesach bizmano, if it's the Karban Pesach during its proper time, meaning the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. We still need to discuss what would happen if a Karban Pesach, meaning an animal designated as Karban Pesach, would be brought lishmo or shalo lishmo, intent as a Karban Pesach, or intent not as a Karban Pesach, some other time of the year. What would be the halacha during the rest of the year regarding this korban? And of course, it gets divided into at least two categories. One category is before the korban Pesach time, and one is after the korban Pesach time. You already missed bringing it as a korban Pesach this year, and now it's basically not a Korban Pesach. Would the halacha change in any way? So let's look at our Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Pesach bizmano, the Pesach, during its proper time, the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, lishmo, if you do it for the right reason, kosher. It's going to be kosher. Shalo lishmo posel. But if you do it for the wrong reason, it is going to be posel. Uvishar yimos hashana, and what's the halacha during the rest of the year? Lishmo posel. If you intended it as a korban pesach, so that's posel. It's the wrong time to bring a korban pesach. It's not going to work. Shalo lishmo kosher. But if you do it not for the purpose of a korban pesach, it is going to be kosher. And as we'll see, it ends up being a korban shlamim. Skipping a line, or skipping to the next line, minohani mili. How do you know these things? Amar Avu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, taught, Amar Kra, based on the Pasuk, V'im min atzan karbano lezevach shalomim l'Hashem, if it will be from the flock, is his karban, a zevach shalomim to Hashem, a karban of a shalomim to Hashem. So we infer, davar haba min hatzon yehei lezevach shalomim. It is possible, in a certain case, that the thing that comes from the flock, meaning the korban that is brought as a goat or lamb, specifically a flock and not cattle, could sometimes become a korban shlamim. And the Gemara understands that that refers to the korban Pesach, which is indeed brought as a goat or a lamb, which is tzon, flock, and it could sometimes become a korban shlamim. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema shlamim in midi acharina lo. And perhaps the only time that it will become a shlamim is if the wrongful intent was to make it a korban shlamim. You have a korban Pesach here, and you intended it as a korban shlamim, then it becomes a korban shlamim. But, as Rashi explains in the wide lines towards the bottom of Rashi's, Braisa Kitani, when the Braisa said this, it said, Shalo lishmo kosher, any not for its own intent becomes kosher. It becomes a korban shlamim. Even if you intended it for an ola, for a chatas. So the gzeres hakosov that makes it into a shlamim has to be more far-reaching than just if you had the wrongful intent and you wanted it to become a shlamim, then it becomes a shlamim. It's got to be far greater than that. Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, lizevach lerabas kol zevach. When it says lizevach shlamim, it means to tell you, even when it's intended for a different zevach, a different karban, it also becomes a shlamim. And that's the uniqueness of the karban Pesach, shalo bizmano, not in its proper time. Says the Gemara, Ema l'chol d'shachit l'havi kimosa. Maybe whatever it is that you intended it for, that's what it becomes. Not that it always becomes a shlamim. If you intended it as an ola, it'll be an ola. Says the Gemara, Yaviksiv l'shlamim v'zevach. If it would have said the word shlamim and independently the word zevach, kideka amrit, so then yes, maybe there are different categories depending on which carbon was brought, or intended, I should say. Hashta dichsiv l'zevach shlamim. It's a carbon a shlamim. L'chol d'shachet le shlamim lihave. We understand it to mean that no matter what you shechted it for, chatas, ola, shlamim, it's always going to be a shlamim. If you take a quick look at Tosfos towards the bottom of the page, it's about 20 lines up. Hago b'sha yemos hashana l'shmo pasul. Tosfos learns, Hainu kodem ha-pesach. We're talking about a Karban Pesach that still has the name Karban Pesach. That means it's before Pesach. Deboi Akira, that there's going to be some status change that has to be dealt with because it's very actively a Karban Pesach. Aval achakach lo. But if you're after the Yom Tov of Pesach, it's not really a Karban Pesach anymore, according to Tosfos. De Pesach b'shayimos hashana shlamim. It becomes a Karban shlamim. Ushlamim l'shem Pesach kashachit. And what's really happening is that if you intended it as a Karban Pesach, it's a shlamim in the name of a Karban Pesach. And if you shecht it as a shlamim, it's a shlamim for the sake of a shlamim. Everything's going smoothly. So that, in Tosfos' approach, is a major distinction between before the Yom Tov of Pesach and after the Yom Tov of Pesach. Our case, where it's called a Pesach shelo bizmano, is before the Yom Tov. After the Yom Tov, it's a shlamim. If you'll take a look in Art Scroll, footnote 8, he brings that this is an item of machlokes, whether this is true, that after the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Karban Pesach automatically becomes a shlamim in its terminology. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.